This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline.
The Oilers didn't pleasure you.
No, they didn't. That's weird. You wanted Haywood Jeffries' pleasure? What are you talking about?
No.
Is that what you just said?
Did you say you wanted somebody to?
You wanted Jeffries and Ernest Givens?
Did you just say you wanted the electric slide on you?
What are you talking about?
Okay.
The Bench, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m. on ESPN 97.5.
Houston.com, ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. The East Sam Houston Tollway southbound at Old Galveston Road. There's an accident, but they've cleared the accident off I-45 southbound at NASA Road 1. Catch all the soccer action at Buffalo Wild Wings, where they've got over-the-top nachos to enjoy every single match. Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings Pier Sports, 26 Houston area locations. This traffic update's brought to you by Honda of Houston.com. Schedule your Gold Wing demo ride today.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Poker Club at West Houston. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Let's say LeBron does pick the Lakers. Would it shock you if Chris Paul was like, do I want to throw my lot in with James Harden or LeBron James?
It wouldn't shock me. I actually don't think it's a terrible scenario because, you know, unless the Lakers somehow get Kawhi Leonard too, I don't know that they're going to necessarily be better than a Rockets team that still has the same guys if Chris Paul's healthy. So that would actually scare me less.
If something were to happen with Jameis Winston again that was in any way related to sexual misconduct, he'd be banished from the NFL forever.
Just from a football standpoint, he hasn't been the number one pick in the draft.
Jameis Winston has never had a season like Carson Wentz had last year. He never had a season like Derek Carr did 2 years ago. They can be elite for a full season. But Jameis Winston's had 3 years and not shown us that he is an elite quarterback in the NFL. But what he has shown us is he's a giant pain in the ass.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. One more hour out here at the Poker Club at West Houston. 22233 KD Freeway. And our SportsMap 94.1 listeners, this is a great place for you to come check out. And if you're on this side of town in KD, a really nice setup, very friendly people. They got a real good tournament going on right now. I think you can still get in here for a few more minutes, so come on out. But yeah.
We say I-10 and 99-ish?
99-ish, yeah. It's just inside 99.
Okay.
But yeah, if you're coming from downtown, you basically take exit 743 and then U-turn, and it's on the right. That's the easiest way to find it. And then if you're coming from the other way, I guess you would exit at 99 and come that way. But I don't know because I didn't come that way.
Hey, can we clean up some business here?
Sure.
Yesterday after the show, did you leave immediately?
Yes.
Jong, what about you? After I warned you, did you leave immediately or did you use the restroom?
I left immediately because of what you said.
I went to the restroom before I left yesterday. And listen, we all know the deal about our restroom. It's not a good restroom. There's a lot of vile stuff that happens in that room. What happened yesterday, at some point between, it had to have been 6:45 and 7 o'clock, is criminal.
Oh, really?
I walked in there and I immediately gagged. I mean, I had to pee so bad, I ended up peeing anyway. But it smelled like there
it's not even like that.
Yeah. It smelled like there was a dead body, or like there was some sort of like roadkill, and it got opened up and its guts fell out, but it had been like really sick. It had cancer or had eaten some sort of poison. I mean, it was the worst thing. It was the worst thing. And there's only one person that I saw walking out of there before I walked in. And he denies it. He says that he didn't do it. But Jose, who produces for Patrick Creighton, I saw him leaving the scene of the crime. And Jose's a small guy. I don't know if he could even produce whatever.
Did we look to see if there was a body in there that he left?
No. But
I don't trust him. I could see him gutting someone and leaving him there.
So my first move was when I walk in, and after I'm done gagging, I look at the two stall doors to see if there's someone in there currently committing this crime. But both stall doors were open, which means that I was the only one in the bathroom at the time. So whoever had done it had already escaped. So I did make sure that whoever was doing this wasn't there at the time. But I warned Jong about this, and Jong was like, oh, no, I had to pee. But I guess Jong did the smart thing and held it, because I'm telling you, it's never been as bad as it was yesterday. Jong, is there any update on what it's like today? Has the smell faded?
It's faded.
Thank God. I mean, if that were... it's like they need to paint the walls in there or something. It's just, it's overwhelming.
It's a weird restroom to begin with, because it's, if you open one of the doors out the back.
The handicap stall.
Well, no, it goes into basically a.
Like an electrical.
An engineering room,
right,
or something, yeah. So I'm sure that something could have died in there.
Could have.
Like a squirrel.
I'm just going to play it safe and bet that it was Jose.
Okay.
That's my prediction.
So you think he gutted a body and left it there?
I think he found a deer that had developed tuberculosis about a year ago and just recently died and had sat out in the sun for 3 days. And Jose was like, I'm going to clean this deer and eat it. And he opened it up and the guts spilled out. And that smell is what happened yesterday.
Ah, okay. Well, he won't be there tonight, right, because it's soccer matters?
Yeah, Glenn Davis is happening. I would need a day off if I were him, too, after what he's done.
Interesting.
In fact, he should be suspended for a day.
Well, we don't know that he actually killed the animal.
Oh, we know. I mean, Fred, I saw him leaving.
Well, that doesn't make you guilty.
And
you have to witness the actual event. It could have been somebody before him.
He walked out casually. I don't know how you could walk out of there like nothing had gone wrong. After being in there, like I walked out and I immediately coughed and like just tried to clear any remnants out of my body, like, and he just walked out like it was no big deal and walked into the studio. To me, that's a guilty walk.
Well, just walking guilty doesn't make you guilty. I think we need to cross examine.
We need a trial.
Yeah, I think we need a trial.
All right.
I think we need a prosecutor.
That'll be me.
Okay. He needs a defense attorney.
That'll be you.
No, I'm not. I'm not defending him.
Well, you are just now.
No, I just think he needs a fair trial. It doesn't mean I can defend him.
Maybe he can defend himself.
No, I don't think so. I think we need to assign
someone. John, do you
want
to defend him?
Well, I wouldn't. How would I defend him?
You couldn't. I mean, it's an indefensible position.
And
no
you
one
couldn't.
Wants to
I
take,
guess you also couldn't prove that he did it.
No one wants to take that job, is what I'm saying. No one wants to raise their hand and say, I volunteer to defend Jose in this situation, because what Jose's done is so vile and so criminal that it's not a job that people are looking to take on.
Yeah, but everybody deserves a fair defense.
That's
because basically,
like John Wayne Gacy's lawyer. It's like he drew the short straw or something.
But see, now you're trying to put this Heimlich guy on him where you're going to claim he's just pleading guilty to avoid jail time.
I don't know what he's doing.
I think he needs a fair trial.
This is first of all, Jose's a grown adult. If he's found guilty of this, we will throw the book at him. He'll be fired. He would have to be.
210 says, you can't be the prosecutor. You're the key witness.
I can be both.
Nah, I don't know about that.
I can be the judge.
How can we trust you?
I can be the executioner. I can be all these things.
I think Jong has to be the judge.
Well, maybe. Jong does like Jose more than most people, though. I don't know if that's fair.
Yeah, I do think he's the only one that likes him.
That's why I think he should be the defense attorney.
I think he'd do a good job at that.
Hey, Jong, I know you already – I know you gave us a riveting, like, two-word explanation about your new podcast that's out. But did you see this about Jared Leto being Morbius the Living Vampire?
Yes. We didn't get to talk about it because it came out after we recorded.
So has he ruined DC Universe enough that he's like, okay, I'm out of here. I'm going to go ruin the Marvel Universe now?
I wouldn't say he ruined it, but I think Warner Brothers is okay with him going over and doing it. Because I think what they're going to do with the Morbius thing, they're not going to really tie in Spider-Man. They're going to make it into a more of a horror vampire movie, and it's just going to be a Marvel like label.
So the new Venom movie that's got Tom Hardy in it, is that going to also have Spider-Man in it?
It's a rumor, yes.
Okay. And there's also movies called Silver and Black and Silk that also branch off from the Spider-Man storylines.
Correct.
And those movies are in the works. And now Michael Morbius, who is a biologist who accidentally infects himself with a virus that transforms him into a vampiric being, complete with fangs and a thirst for blood. And Morbius is... He often clashed with Spider-Man, but later became more of an anti-hero and occasionally a selfless hero in Marvel Comics lore. So I am curious to see that movie. I do like that character, but I typically don't like Jared Leto, so I don't know how I'm going to feel about this. Thank you, Jung. I do love Tom Hardy, though. Every time I see something with Tom Hardy, I'm like, oh, I want to watch that. I find him so, that Taboo that I'm watching has him, and that's the only reason I watch that show. Because I think his character is just so great. He's very, very good. What's that movie called where Leonardo DiCaprio gets attacked by the bear?
Oh, The Revenant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Tom Hardy in that. He's the bad guy. I still like him.
I like the bear.
The bear was good.
Yeah, I'm team bear.
That bear was good. He should have his own spinoff.
Let's not get into the spinoffs again, please.
All right, guys. Let me tell you about Triangle Energy. There are a lot of energy providers out there. Always different offers. They'll range from free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. How about the first week of the month for free? All that sounds great up front. Then you may have fallen for one of those offers. Then months later, you found out, wait a minute, I'm paying a higher rate than I signed up for, or they're throwing additional fees onto my bill. What's going on here? You know where that doesn't happen? Triangle Energy. Never. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you're going to pay. There's no gimmicks. There's no minimum usage fees. There's no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. There's just good, honest business from a good, honest, born-in-Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. And now's the time, because July and August, the energy rates are going to be peaking. You want to get in before that happens. So if your contract's in a spot where you can get onto something new, now is the time. 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Remember, promo code ESPN for an additional discount. PUCT license number 10064.
Hard now, under control. Then wrap my 6-4 around a telephone pole. I looked at my car and I said...
Going
to
answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic.
So there's the Jameis side of it. What do you do with Jameis? Because let's start there, because he's the one who did this, allegedly did this. I don't even know where we're going with that anymore. The different stories of his one friend says there were three people in the car. The other guy said that Jameis was the only one in the car. So where do you go from here with Jameis Winston? They're not going to cut him. I don't believe they're going to cut him at all. But you have to believe they are, just as Damian said, he is the CEO of that team. Gerald McCoy, who was the star defensive player for that team, even said this is Jameis's team when Jameis got there. He has to be the man. So now this is your man, Tampa Bay. You fired Lovie Smith and hired Dirk Cutter because your man and that coach got along well. But this is the guy for your franchise. What do you do with this guy?
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everybody sucks.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Poker Club at West Houston, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live from the Poker Club at West Houston. And 22233 Katy Freeway. About to get a cash game started going now. Pretty good crowd out here. This is your place if you're out in Katy. Couple of things from the text line. Is there a place, maybe a particular table that you are, that you would suggest for someone who's played a lot of cash home
poker games but has never played an organized game, I would definitely start with 1-3 cash, and I would probably stick with Hold'em. That's a good way to kind of dip your toe in the water and figure out what you're up against. Quick question in the show's ratings. Does it matter what station I listen to with regard to ratings?
Nope.
No, it doesn't. He says, I prefer 94.1 because it's a better signal where he is. No, that's fine. As long as you're listening to one of them, that's all we care about. And finally, driving with my wife to get food. She's listening for the first time. Welcome, wife. She heard Fred's voice and said, oh, he sounds hot. Is he hot?
Hell yeah, he is.
He said, I said yes. I didn't give full name so she can Google you're welcome.
There you go.
She'll Google and she'll see that I'm a hideous beast. So
maybe she'll think you're right, said Fred. I'm too sexy for the radio.
No, well, yeah. Not that. Not
that could be you.
I'm a very average person.
Okay.
I'm a very average looking person. But I'm fun.
Right. And I mean, that matters.
Counts, right?
Yeah.
Funny.
You're
sometimes.
Rich.
I'm not.
Your management.
I'm not rich.
Oh, you're a rich.
I'm just not a poor anymore.
You're a rich.
Well.
Not sleeping in your car. Look at you. Sleeping on a pillow at night. Yeah. I mean, you're a rich.
Sleeping on a Texas mattress maker's
That's
mattress.
Right. Ugh.
Oh, well.
You've become soft. If you don't wake up with that gear shift pressed into your ribs, you're not a real man.
in the back seat, actually.
Yeah, it's super hard to get laid in a Honda too. When you're living in a Honda.
Yeah, you've got to take it and get it clean first.
Right.
You know, but
hey, you want to come back to my place? Well, guess what? We're here.
It's an Accord. Welcome. Oh God, that was a long time ago. But, hey, you know what I haven't done yet?
The Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, how'd you like to buy your own town?
California? If I were a rich, I would do that. Wait, which California?
Northern
California, or poor California?
They haven't split it into poor California yet.
But where does it fall?
It's nestled in the shadow of Mount Whitney.
Hmm.
You're going to have to look that
up. I'm going to Google
this. See if that's poor. But how about this? $925,000 you can own what's essentially a ghost town.
Okay.
It's in the area of Lone Pine. 22 structures, includes a hotel, a bunkhouse, several homes across 300 acres, plus intriguing mineral rights, according to its listing page.
This is definitely in poor California.
Okay.
It's halfway between Fresno Death Valley National Park.
Okay. But $925,000. You can get it
What's
fixed.
What's the town called?
It's nestled in the Mount Whitney Cerro Gordo Mines, is what it's called, Cerro Gordo Mines. It's a historic mining site. It was the largest producer of silver and lead during its heyday in the 1860s and 1870s. So if you're a lead person, guess what?
If you're a lead person?
Yeah, the listing agent said it's really an opportunity for someone to own a real piece of the Wild West in American history.
All right.
It has been extremely well protected from diggers, artifact looters, and Mother Nature herself. Restoration has been undertaken on most of the buildings. The rest are in a state of protected, arrested decay.
I bet I could get my wife to switch from, like, Kendra Scott to lead, and she'd probably be all right with it.
Claims that the entire grounds of the first major mining camp south of the Sierra Nevada. It was the silver thread to Los Angeles, being partially responsible for its growth and economic development. And at one point, roughly 4,800 people lived there.
Wow.
When the mining camp shut down in 1938, due in part to dwindling demand, people didn't really need lead that much anymore.
No? All the pencils were made?
Yeah, it had netted around $17 million in profits. And so now the people who own the town are willing to sell it. For less than $1 million, you could own your own town in California. You could rename it Hoffman, California.
I don't want to do that. Because then if there's like a murder or something, then like...
Oh, then the Hoffman
murders. All over the news.
No, that'd be awesome. Then you get all kinds of attention. I think you should do this.
I don't have that kind of dough laying around. I'm not
managing. Come on. It's less than $1 million. I know you got that.
If I had that, I would have bought you out by now.
That wouldn't have got it done. You'd have to triple that. I cost three times as much as the mining town does. Getting rid of me costs three times as much. Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Somebody says that's how the Hills Have Eyes happened.
That does sound like that kind of town.
Yeah, somebody says Blitzburg. We could make it a Blitz resort and casino. And Holly just sent me a text, said there's a show called, that I can't say, It's Creek, that's like that. Someone bought a small town. You know what? I think the Canadian watches that. And it looked interesting, but with a name like that, I could never talk about it on air because I would slip up and say the name. Even though it's the name of the last person, the person's last name, it's still something that's going to get me in trouble with
probably so
the FCC. So, all right, 713-780-3776. I want to remind you again, we're at the Poker Club at West Houston, and got a cash game about to crank up over there. Tournament's going on. 22233 Katy Freeway. Just think full house, two's full of threes. Katy Freeway. And not too far at all from.
You can find it.
Yeah, it's real easy to find. There's a bunch of stuff around here. And out near Grand Parkway is probably the best way to put it. They've got, do want to let you know, Mondays they have a no-limit tournament with $75. Wednesday they have Pot Limit Omaha for $100. And Friday they have a $100 no-limit tournament that with a $100 buy-in. So if you RSVP the day before the tournament, you get an additional $5,000 in your starting stack.
Nice.
So check it out. You can also go to their website, tpcwesthouston.com, and find out all about them. And really friendly people up here, and so this is definitely a cool place if you're a Katyite to come up and get your poker on.
Okay. Are you actually
coming up to Katy? Your poker in Katy,
like us, and go play poker.
Yeah, you drive like 2 minutes, and then you'd be here, and you'd be playing.
Prison selfies going on over there.
Yep, it does it. Yeah,
it's just, that's what it feels like.
Well, she's not gonna not gonna be released for a long time.
Boo's been locked up for a while. She'll be out soon. heart emoji. I see that. Everyone's seen that. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Gulfgate Dodge. It's Gulfgate time, Fred, and you know what that means? Savings. Because that's what everybody wants is savings. The savings never stop out at Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Gulfgate is your savings headquarters Monday through Friday, and every Sunday, the Jeep Celebration event still going on. Not for much longer, though. You better jump on it if you want to get on it. You can lease a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Sport right now, four-door, for only $249 a month. If you need a lift, you got it. For a limited time, you get a free lift kit with every purchase of any new Jeep Wrangler. Find savings all over the lot. How about a 2018 Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab for only $27,195? And when you purchase any new Ram, you'll also get a free lift kit. How about that? Gulfgate has the largest Ram inventory in the loop. Hurry to Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram during the Jeep Celebration event, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com. Jeep Wrangler Sport, $249 a month for 26 months, $39.95 due at signing, plus TT&L. Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab must apply for all rebates. Not everyone will qualify. Price plus TT&L. See dealer for details. Lift kit installation extra. Offers expire 7/2/18.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Poker Club at West Houston, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, alive here at the Poker Club at West Houston. Apparently, I was being made fun of quite a bit this morning for saying we are back on The Blitz when we come back from break. But
why?
Because apparently I say that when we come back from break. And I'm easy to make fun of.
Do you ever call this the big show?
I do not call it the big show.
Why not?
Because it's bigger than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You call this the great show?
No, I call it the greatest show in the history of the known universe one time. And then I just say we're back on the Blitz.
And then you just roll with it. People know. Yeah. People know what they're in
but
for.
I did explain to them that sometimes the when we rejoin, you know, how I say we're back on the Blitz might reflect, like, how the show's going.
If your attitude, your spirits.
Yeah, if the show's going really well, it's like, we're back on the Blitz. If I'm really depressed because the Texers are being, you know, total dickweeds, and we're back on the Blitz.
And yeah. We're back.
Yeah, so you just, it just depends. It you know, you try to reflect the mood of the show.
Okay.
And, you know, we're in a poker room, so I'm excited. So
it's a good day.
Yeah. It'd have been a better day if I could have gotten the tournament.
That would have been fun.
And if we had one guy over there in the corner who was good enough to come in and fill in on a show.
Three
people here, and that's not a single one of them good enough to come here and sit in the seat. That's all I had to do. Was let you
don't ask a lot.
Let you be you. They didn't have to do anything. And then I could
have. It is your turn.
Oh, well.
Because I was late playing poker last time.
No, dirty little secret. When the wife's out of town, I'm going to be playing a bunch of poker tournaments. So. Hey, today, time for the name game. That's where you call two names, and if one of those is your name.
Do you want me to do it?
Huh?
Do you want me to do the name game?
No, what do you mean?
Like where confused. I sing the name
game?
Oh,
no, you can sing the name game after I give the names.
Okay. Come on.
Good luck with these.
You can do it with any name.
If one of these is your name, then you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize. We're the show giving it away today. How about that?
Okay.
It's a certificate for two free admissions to the Dinner Detective. It's a murder mystery dinner show. It includes the complete murder mystery show, a fantastic dinner, gratuity, a prize package for the winner, and much more.
Did someone get murdered?
Yeah. It says this show.
I'm not going to that.
Well, if you get to be the murderer, that'd be awesome.
No, I don't want to murder, and I don't want to get murdered. It says, I'm anti-murder all around.
It's a show. It says, in this show, everyone is a suspect, even you.
Not me.
And the killer. He
not
might
me.
Be at your table, or she.
What if you found out that the killer was you, and you didn't realize it?
Oh,
you blacked out.
I would know.
You would know?
I would know. And then I would lie about my whereabouts, and they would frame you or somebody else for it, and I would get away with it. Because
right.
That's how I roll. So, yes, we're the show doing the giveaway. And we're looking for Nathan or Armando. First, Nathan
Armando
or Armando.
Armando is tough for the name game.
Yeah, and Nathan's not exactly a free throw either.
Nathan, Bobathan, Banana, Fana, Fofathan, Me, My, Momathan, Nathan. That one's easy.
713-780-3776. First, Nathan or Armando.
Armando is
Let's hear
tough.
Your Armando.
Because I think to play the name game properly, you would have to go Armando and then go with some derivation of Mondo for the rest of the
arm.
Name game.
Why not Arm?
Then you would just call him Army?
Well, I'll, no.
Army,
Arm.
Army, Bobarm.
Arm,
Bobarm, Banana, Fana, Fofarm.
Yeah.
I think it'd go.
Or Armand. You could do Armand, like Armand Asante.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how you do that.
I told you it wasn't all that easy. That's why I wanted you to wait till the end.
Yeah.
To find out exactly what you could have done, which is nothing in this case. Oh, so I'd be curious if somebody wins that one or if we have to. Yeah, I will once again, because I'm about equality, I want to make a plea that some of these names can apply.
For the ladies?
Yeah, well, and they don't even have to be ladies' names. Just give me something that could be non-gender specific.
Like Pat.
Or Terry. Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Chris.
Yeah, that could be a girl. But Nathan? I don't know any females named Nathan.
If I did, I'd definitely be suspicious.
Yeah, I'd want to know when that person became a female.
Exactly.
Was it at birth or, you know, later on? I don't really know any female Armandos either.
Well, I've never met one. Amanda and Armando are sort of similar.
Now, an Amanda would be okay, but we could have said Amanda or Armando. And I would say if we don't get an Armando or a Nathan, then we should open up to a Natalie and an Amanda.
Okay.
What do you think, John? Do we already have a winner or no?
Yes, Nathan won, surprisingly.
Nathan. Okay.
Sorry, Mondo.
Yeah. And sorry, Natalie and Amanda. Because we were trying to set, you know, trying to give you guys an opportunity. Some of us care about that.
Right.
Okay. I want to take care of our listeners and the people. But we have a lot of listeners that are of different genders. And, you know, I like for them to win. Unfortunately, I don't have another giveaway to, like I did last time, to say, oh, here, I'll give you this. Because we host you guys. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Winnipeg 7, Hamilton nothing early. So we're off and running there. And hopefully they'll go over 59. I'd like to go 2-0 tonight.
Those tie catch, they're never going to do it.
Well, that's Jeremiah Masoli.
No,
Jeremiah Masoli is really good. He's so good that your guy is not going to make the field. Okay, that's a touchdown for the Ticats now. So we're now tied at 7.
As if on demand.
Yeah. If we're going to get over 59, we need to keep scoring.
Okay.
And
that's a good start for you, though.
Ashley could be considered a double gender name.
I mean, I do know a couple dudes named Ashley. It's very rare.
Yeah.
But I guess it is possible.
It's possible. I know an Ashton, but that's a guy.
Yeah. There's a guy named Ashley from Beaumont who listens to us. That Ashley Elam is his name.
Huh.
And he's a dude.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think there's some kind of, there is some method to whatever, you know, what these names are.
I think it's just random.
Todd's like, what about Alex?
Todd's picking two names.
Alex would be both.
Yeah. Although you'd have to count like Alexis and things like that.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Blaine?
I'd accept it.
What about Blaine?
I don't know very many chicks named Blaine.
I knew one.
Okay.
Maybe that's my era.
Maybe so.
But
what about Janice?
Any guys named Janice?
No. I think maybe you know them as like
Yanish. Yeah, that's a little different.
Yeah.
What about Brooklyn?
I got to be honest. If a dude was named Brooklyn, I would feel bad for him. There's probably our dudes named Brooklyn, but that'd be.
But they could be a Brooke or a Brooks.
Brooks would be acceptable. Brooke would be worse than Brooklyn, I think.
Like, I don't know. I knew a dude named Brooke.
Oh, that's rough.
Here's one for you, Dakota.
David Beckham's son's name's Brooklyn.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad. But they're Euros. I mean,
yeah, they're Euros and soccer people, so they're gonna have different names, right?
I guess
they're gonna come up with some weirdo stuff because that's what Euro soccer people do. And famous people, man, they're the ones that come up with the weird names for kids.
Right.
So, Jules says Sam is also a good name for both men and women.
Yeah, Sam is good.
Mike says Jordan.
Yeah?
Yeah. I know one of each. So,
if you open it up for spellings, how about Nick? You go with like Nikki or Nicole?
Yeah, I would have to be interchangeable Nick, Nikki.
Yeah. Versus Nicholas.
Ashton says he works with Ashley Elam at Vite Magazine.
He's the local weatherman in Beaumont.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, 713-780-ESPN. One last reminder, come out and try the Poker Club at West Houston at 22233 Katy Freeway. Two's full of threes. Come on out, check it out if you're in the area. They've got a nice cash game about to crank up. Tournament's still going on. And very friendly people out here. I think you'll like it. I also think you'll like donating your vehicle to Texans Can Academies because you can be the next blitzer to step up and do just that. And Texans Can Academies, they take in kids who want to drop out of school and they don't know what to do, and they help them. They work around their schedule. They give them everything they need to be successful, and so many of them go on and do great, great things. And the cool thing is all these are right here in Houston area. And they do such a great job, but they really need those donations of yours. And by donations, we mean cars, trucks, motorcycles, can be a tractor, can be a four-wheeler. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter if you know it's got flood damage. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. You're going to get a tax deduction. How about that? Tax deductible. And you can get rid of that vehicle that you're not using anymore and get a tax deduction. do a nice thing, and just because we love you, $50 Visa gift card on top of that. And give them a call. You can be the next one to step up. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come tow it free of charge. Join all the Blitzers that have done this and made a difference. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
All right, guys, got to tell you guys about Carbach Brewing and what they've got going on. The OG recipe for Hop Delusion coming out next week. It's going to be all over the market. Fred and I got a chance to try some last week. It is outstanding. Good brew, as always, Hop Delusion. Kind of put Carbach on the map for hop heads. And they've got all their summer beers out right now as well. Staycation, Tasty Waves, Love Street, Weekday Warrior, Session IPA is out there. And the restaurant, I tell you always about the restaurant because it's fantastic, guys. Trust me, if you haven't tried it, you need to get out there and try it. The Hatch Chili Mac and Cheese, new to the menu. Smoked chicken salad and a barbecue brisket sandwich. Some summer items on the menu. Sign up for the Weekend Warrior Run Club. They run every Thursday. Three-ish miles from the brewery. Starts at 6:30. One-time fee of $15 to join the club. It includes a dry fit T-shirt. And then you wear that shirt on the run, you get a free Weekend Warrior afterwards. So it's free beer every week. I mean, you could get countless beers for that $15. It's hard to beat. And then the 4th of July at the brewery, they're going to have the Wings of Freedom 5K at 7:30 a.m. And then Nick Lee and the Texas Gentleman performing the songs of Willie Nelson from 7 to 9 p.m. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or this weekend when you're out and about. Tell your bartender, please make it a Carbach.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Poker Club at West Houston. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One final reminder to check out SportsMap.com today. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMap, H-O-U, lots of good stuff, including A.J.'s column that we discussed earlier. Some really good videos, soccer, you name it. And speaking of soccer, Soccer Matters coming up next with Glenn Davis back from Los Angeles. Glenn, the biggest star in the building right now.
Cheryl, it's his time.
Yeah. So you can check him out. And he's also doing shows over the weekend at the Gorgeous Gale. So he'll be talking all about that in just a few minutes. And Cheryl from Beaumont says that TV show It's Creek is pretty good. Funny, dark humor. Now I'm going to have to check it out. I remember watching an episode one night and thinking, hey, this might be cool, and then I don't remember why I quit watching. I might have passed out drunk. It's a possibility. All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Friday with a little stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
You shave it with a razor?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrifying to me.
The first time you use an electric razor.
Right.
And once you get it short, it's real easy with a razor.
What about your balls?
Same thing.
With a razor?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I should wear shorts more. My legs are my only physical attribute that doesn't suck.
I think your nose is nice.
No, my nose is huge. It's gigantic. It's
I know. Yeah, it's a like a feature.
No, it's an aardvark is what it is.
The first 63 people will get a James Harden MV pizza. It's basically a pizza with with James Harden's face on it.
Yeah.
Oh, so like pubic hair?
Oh no, John!
Oh wow, where
who the hell
from?
Puts pubic hair on their pizza?
They use black olives.
Oh,
which hey, I'm
not, huge. You, all, no, I hate
you,
olives.
You
hate
sound olives. Disappointed that it's not pubic hair.
And 1954, a red deer in a Milwaukee zoo was the oldest known deer, dead at the age of 26.
Good run for a deer.
Yeah,
usually deer get hit by a car before then,
and nothing runs like a deer.
Dope.
God, this show
you
over.
You started it. And by Wednesday, you got to start looking ahead to the next week.
That's it.
And all of a sudden, you look up and you're like, all right, that was 4:07.
I missed the first minute of the show.
Yeah, so really 4:06. God, I sure hope people know that I'm kidding. Especially when you walk in late to something and you're like, what the hell? John's with the CIA and Fred's a KGB operative.
And AJ's a Nazi.
Oh, what? Come
whoa,
on.
Whoa, whoa.
What the hell?
Where did that come from?
What the hell is that?
Jeez.
fine, fine. I'm actually a North Korean operative.
Nope, it's too late. It's too late.
Too late. You already hit me with the N-word.
Yeah, Speedy Gonzalez was pretty racist now that I think about it.
He was, extremely.
Yeah. I've kind of gotten now where if something bothers somebody, I just find another phrase or word.
Just move on.
Yeah, there's other stuff out there. But I would not tell Sarah Huckabee Sanders, hey, you can't buy Acing Racing.
You'd be out of your cotton picking mind if you said that.
I know. I know.
No can do
Long
there.
Long time no see. Oh, God.
You would be jipping yourself, basically.
Exactly.
Oh, you, Mike, don't ruin my day.
Hey, guys, I was just wondering if AJ had the list there handy, because I was wondering, if you tell somebody that their mother frequently pleasures the football team orally, is that considered offensive?
Fred, I'm going to let you take this one.
Jong, I'm going to let you take this one.
No can do.
Oh, no. Well, Jong's Asian. He's allowed to say that.
Yeah.
Stupid stuff. What's it
this week?
Pretty good week for you, Jong.
Jong's a big star. You become very famous, I must say.
that South Korea win emboldened him. All right. Well, been a fun week, man. I'm looking forward to the weekend, though. I'm ready for a break.
You and Rebecca Black both looking forward to the partying. Yeah.
Saturday comes afterward, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that means tomorrow's Saturday. And then
yesterday was Thursday.
Then it's
Friday. Today is Friday.
Oh. Okay.
I don't want this weekend to end.
Well, you're going to have
You're going to be in the front seat or the back seat?
Depends on which way Rebecca wants to go.
Trust me.
She's old enough to talk about that now.
Take a lesson from Jameis Winston. Choose the back seat.
Yeah. Well, if she's an Uber driver, definitely the back seat. Oh, God.
That's why I always sit in the back of an Uber, so I'm never accused of groping the driver inappropriately.
Well, maybe I should start recording all my Uber trips on my phone just to be safe.
It's a good move. You have become very famous.
Well, not as famous as you because, the president has heard
of
me.
Yeah, but listen,
Fred, you've become very famous, I have to tell you.
Well,
it sounds so lame, doesn't it?
It does. It does. But I'll take it. I'll take anything I can get at this point. I'm excited that the president fake likes me or thinks I've become very famous.
Well, I'm excited that we've got another poker club in town. It looks like a solid one out here in Katy. So if you're in the area, in the Katy area, and you're looking for a place to play, this looks like a good place to show up and get some done.
Yeah, tournament's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and, of course, tonight they've got that deep stack going. Players on break right now. And pretty good cash game just getting rolling over here, too. So
yes,
if you're in the neighborhood, come and check it out. Very good setup. Appreciate them having us out here. And hopefully we'll do this again. I kind of wish I could stick around and play
Me
cash.
Too.
But I would wind up divorced again. So, and even, no matter how much I won at the cash game, it would not make up for how much I would lose in yet another divorce. So, but I will be making plans to get out here at some point for a little cash action, maybe a tournament. All right, want to thank Jong Lee back in studio. Good week, Jong. Want to thank AJ Hoffman. Great job. RJ Bell, great job as a guest today. I think the ninja was here, but I don't know.
He's here now.
Okay. Yeah, of course
he showed up
because the show's over. All right. Till Monday. Stay sports, you bitches.